Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
She is here, Rena Sargentopoulos. She runs Care 11. She picks the job she wants. She is the general manager. She does not set the temperature, though. That's the one thing she has lost control of. That ogre, Randy Shaver, sets it like you're in a freezer. I think the temperature is like 44 degrees in there. But she runs the rest of the show. She is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Can we talk about the kids' concert you witnessed recently?
Oh, boy. Yes, my daughter had a her Christmas concert last night at school, and it was brutal. It was brutal on all levels.
So good. It's just the truth. Now, your daughter is 7?
She just turned 6, actually.
Just turned 6. Oh, that's another daughter you have that you hide somewhere, you know?
Yeah, you know.
You know? So she's sick.
She didn't get any of the limelight.
Can you remind me your name?
Maggie.
Maggie. Great name. Great name. Okay. I've attended a number of these shows also. I agree. Some of them just, you aren't a bad parent if you honestly think, whoa, this just isn't that good. I'm sorry. This just isn't that good. So what was the problem last night? I'm sure Maggie was fabulous, but it was the other kids who brought it down.
No, not at all. I can be honest. There were many, many tears because she had zero desire to go to said concert. And there was bribery involved and sugar. Because I was like, if you go to there and you don't have to go up on the stage, but if you at least go to there, you can have a treat when we get home. Because she was not having it. But she does not like to be the center of attention. She being up on the stage is just not her thing. And she was just not having it. But so she ended up, her teacher forced her to go up there, and she was not happy. Videos of her are like her making this face like, I will cut you when I get done with this.
Well, that for sure is on the jingle bank for next week. 6-year-old girl says, I'm going to cut you next week for this. What was it? Oh, you had to participate in a... How many songs? Like, can I guess? I'm going to guess 5 songs.
4.
Oh, can you give me one of the songs?
I don't remember.
I really don't.
Isn't that terrible?
Don't remember.
I don't. Well, because there were so many of them. Because there was
4. I mean, there weren't that many.
Two groups of preschoolers, and they did 4 songs each. The kindergartners did 4 songs. The first graders did 4 songs. The second graders did 4 songs. I don't remember. Someone did Jingle Bells at some point.
Did you think about when they
had a baby?
Did you think about when some of the younger kids were up there going, hey, wrap it up. Hey, let's get to the headliners. Come on. Move on.
My father-in-law was watching hockey on
this. I don't fault him.
My husband's like, what's happening? I was like, good for him. Like, yes. I would watch something else right now, too, if I could.
So how did Maggie feel after the show?
She was mad. She was still mad this morning. She was very mad at me. She did get a treat when she got home, though. So at least there's that.
Did she just get like a spoonful of sugar? I mean, when you said sugar, does she just like a fistful of sugar and just goes boom in the mouth?
She would if she could. No, she had chocolate coins because apparently yesterday was St. Nicholas Day and Grandma and Grandpa gave her a stocking. So she got some candy in it. So that was what she got when she got home.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good. Do you normally torture your 6-year-old daughter, or is this just an occasional situation?
Just occasionally, on special holidays.
Yes. Dave, this is a sweet spot area for you. My boys are through this, but Where do you stand in your upcoming concerts that your kids are going to be part of? 5 and 2, right?
Yes.
5 and 2. So yes. You're like a year or two away from this.
Yes. Well, the 5-year-old's in kindergarten. She'll be 6 at the end of the month. And I asked her last night, are you doing anything special in class for Christmas? Oh, yeah, we have a performance coming up. Oh, really? When? I don't know. I guess we'll find out when it happens.
Yes. When she takes off and just hitchhikes to school.
Maybe mom and dad should pay more attention to the schedule. I don't know.
Yes, that's true. All right, I want to put you on hold, and then I want to come back, and I want to see if we can get to one of two items. Either where do you – here, you're going to pick it. Where do you stand on Southwest Airlines and, like, go ahead, pick your seat when you get on, or – you cannot find a phone number for any business anymore. You just a simple phone number is impossible to find. You tell me which one we're going to talk about when we come back. The fabulous Rena Sargentopoulos with us here on WCCO. Your Lindis Construction Time Check is 12:50. Time to save on energy efficient Infinity from Marvin Windows. Rena is back with us. Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11 every Wednesday with us. Right around this time. Okay, see, here's your pick. Southwest Airlines, Katie bar the door, get on the plane and just take any open seat, or why are so many businesses trying to hide their numbers? Which one would you like to discuss?
I can do both of them in like 12 seconds.
Well, we sort of do a talk show here, and we elongate these things, and we turn them into bigger deals, and that's how we... that's how we get to 3 o'clock. So
I don't understand this.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Okay, so let's start with the phone numbers. I think you're gonna mock me with this thing called Google. Is that what you're gonna say here? Like, you know,
I'm not gonna mock you with Google, but I will give you a tip.
Yeah.
Do you have an iPhone?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
New invention.
If you go into Maps and type in the company that you want, everything comes up. A phone number, and all you have to do is click the little button that has a picture of a phone, like an old-timey phone, like when you were a kid. You remember that? And you press that, and it, like, will call the place for you. The address pops up. You can even send that to someone else in a text message.
Hit it.
All right there.
No.
Why am I getting buzzed?
Okay. First of all, I'm aware of the maps thing. I mean, it's like, oh, there's a clock on here, too. I didn't realize that. More businesses are eliminating their phone numbers also. They don't want to talk to you. You do that thing where you reach out and like an imaginary person is there, or you email them. Not all, but more are doing this. And I'm just going to say, Dave, on that policy for these businesses, hit that button again that you just hit. Dead to me. I want to talk to somebody.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I've never not been able to call someplace and talk to somebody.
I mean, but, you know, how many people do you try to call? I mean, it's factual. There's a longer story about it in the Wall Street Journal today. I think it's Frontier Airlines, where they are among the companies where they've eliminated the individuals. You can do that little thought bubble thing, or you send them an email, or sometimes you just, you know, roll down the window in your car and scream, and the person shows up.
Well, I like the text messaging thing where you can just get online and talk with someone, because it's a real person. They answer your questions.
I don't know. I think you're delusional on that one. I think it's, a lot of times it's a computer animated individual, Dave, don't you, where they're just waiting for buzzwords and they're reacting to it.
No, it's 1,000% always a real person,
okay,
just sitting by their computer waiting for someone to send them.
Oh, boy.
And Santa's on my lap.
Oh, boy.
Right now. Okay, sure.
You two are a pile of fun.
I'm the one who knows. I want to talk to people. You two people are acting like, oh, I don't care. I want businesses to communicate. I'm not afraid to go to a movie by myself, either. I'm not afraid to have drinks, you know?
Where do you want these people to get hired from? I don't know if you've heard, but there's an employee shortage out there.
Well, that's true. We are going to talk about that at some point. We keep saying we're going to talk about it because every business I go to. Hello? Is there anybody here? Hello?
I mean, you want them sitting by the phone in case you decide to call on a Tuesday.
I just want them available for me. You know, I really don't care about the rest of you rabble.
That sounds about right.
I mean, It's not sounds about right. It's really exactly is what I want. Okay, Southwest Airlines. I don't understand why people feel the need to line up for the airplane 45 minutes ahead, and then get on the metal tube for their 3-hour flight and get on there 45 minutes before. Southwest for a while has given you like your sections, you know, and then go there and just pick a seat or pick two seats. I don't approve. I want a seat. I want an assigned seat, because then everybody has to line up way, way too early. Are you a line up early? Are you with me? I am normally one of the two or three last people on the plane.
Absolutely. I have a seat. I don't need to be on that plane any longer than I have to be. And the thing where people get on the plane and they put their carry-on above a seat in the front, but they're all the way in the back? No.
No.
That should be not allowed. You should have to put your carry-on above your own seat.
I'm with you 100%. Now, sometimes it's tough because it's kind of over two seats. So, but it absolutely has to be above your seat. That's a jackass move. Harrigan, yes. You have the final word. Do you want to have a seat assigned, or do you want to, you know, like, let's toe wrestle for it, and we'll all get our seats?
Assign the seat, but I'm first in line because I get too nervous. I won't have a spot for the carry-on.
Well, and you do that because you're such a cheapskate, you don't want to pay the money for it. That's another part of the problem, Rena.
Correct.
People don't want to pay, so they bring on
they've ever known.
A piece of luggage the size of Shaq O'Neal, and they're like, what do you mean I can't bring this on?
It'll fit up there. Just wedge it a little bit.
Butter it down. Grease it down. Get it in there.
Butter it. That's what I want to see. You got the giant piece of luggage, and then you got the margarine all around it. It's just all layered up.
That's something, isn't it?
All right. 10 seconds. Tell me one story you're working on.
I can't come up with it that fast.
Nothing.
I'm research on lots of things. How's that sound?
That sounds very nebulous, you know?
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Very good. Good luck to Maggie. Give her more candy after. That's not fun.
That seems like a good idea.
Do it. Rena, right. Check her out. Care 11. She's on continuously. 3:30 in the morning, she might be on. She's never off. Persons of the year, internationally, nationally, and at WCCO Radio. That's our topic next hour at the start, and Chris Carter at 1:35.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.